Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Greg Herzlieb, the director and chief curator at the Brouwer Museum of Art at Valparaiso University. Welcome back, Greg.
Well, thanks so much, John. It's always nice to be here.
Yeah, well, you're a good guest, Greg. You're a smart guy, and you have a lot of things to say about interesting visual arts exhibitions. And you have all of the winter shows opening.
Right, right.
On the horizon here.
Looking forward to those.
Yes, January 8th, they're open, but the actual opening event for these exhibits is on Sunday, January the 13th, so at 2 in the afternoon, so you have little refreshments and so forth.
Absolutely.
So the first, I would say, as the main exhibit,
right.
One would say, is Line, Force, Burn, Rubber, featuring Sarah Krepp and Olivia Petrides.
That's right. Now, the two of them like to show together, and their work goes well together, even though it's very different. Well, they both have a black and white thing going on in their work, mainly black and white. Olivia does large-scale ink and gouache drawings on paper, huge, giant. And then Sarah does large-scale works also, but she's dealing with paint, but also with tire retread.
Okay.
She'll treat the tire retread almost like a drawing medium.
So the tire tread is printed onto
Actually
the
adhered, like a collage element.
So there's a thickness to it.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, and when you look at it at first, you're like, oh, that looks like a stroke of paint, and then you get up close, and it's a piece of tire.
Like you might see in the middle of the Borman Expressway.
Exactly right, right.
And hope you don't hit it.
Yep, exactly right.
And where are these ladies from?
They're both from Chicago, and they work independently, but then they also are good friends, and so they'll have exhibitions together in various places, and so they approach the Brouwer together. And I saw the work and thought about the way that it related and met the two of them, and it's just a really nice opportunity. Looking forward to it.
Now, so you have three shows going on in separate galleries adjacent to one another.
Right, exactly.
So the shows don't necessarily relate to one another.
Right, right. Now, Sarah and Olivia would be one show, and then the next one, I think it would be Lynn Olson.
Yes, The Art of Lynn Olson. Tell us about that.
Now, he's a Northwest Indiana artist, and his work is entirely different from Sarah and Olivia. He's a sculptor, and he's working mainly with concrete.
Okay.
He passed away in, I think, 2002 or 2012, but the concrete that approach that he used, it looks almost like marble. I mean, you can't even believe
really?
It. It's just elegant, very smooth and marbled and textured, and people look at it, are you sure this is concrete? Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, not marble, but it's really amazing.
And where did Lynn live in Northwest?
He was in Valparaiso for a long time, and then the executor of his estate is out in Crown Point.
So his work has been still at a studio of his
for
all these years?
Yeah. And he did both exterior and interior pieces, depending on his interest.
Yeah, wow. And then the third exhibit is called The Icons on Ammo Boxes.
Right. And those are two Ukrainian artists, Oleksandr Klemenko and Sofia Antlova. And the two of them take ammo box lids and paint icons on them. So it's the stuff from war that has become redeemed through this new life.
Yes.
And very excited about that.
And are they religious icons?
Right, right. So they would be like an Orthodox. The two artists are Ukrainian, and so this would be an Orthodox icon. Now, I'm not super knowledgeable about icons, but when I look at them, it has that medieval styling.
Yeah,
and very
I love that kind of
beautiful
Russian icon. And, of course, the Ukraine would be related to.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And imagine those icon images on ammo box lids, and that's what you have with this show.
Have you ever seen those? They're kind of akin to Oriental rugs. I think they're from Afghanistan, and they have tanks woven into them.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. Those are amazing.
They really are.
Yeah.
What you were just talking about.
Sometimes a machine
about.
Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even believe it.
I know. Well, it's contemporary life in those places.
That's right. That's right.
So there will be a lecture on Eyewitnessing the War in Ukraine on Friday, January 18th in Duesenberg Recital Hall at 7.
Right. That's with Cyril Hovarun is the speaker, and he is familiar with the work of both artists, but he'll be talking about the larger context that gave rise to the work.
Okay. And also you have a gallery talk with your Line Force Burn Rubber artists. No, that's not true. That's also with the Icon artists on January 18th.
Right, right. Just after Cyril's lecture,
yes.
Then we'll go in and see the work, and the artists will talk about it in the gallery.
Okay. And finally, there's a talk with Sarah Krepp and Olivia Petrides on February 13th. Well, great. Good shows. I look forward to seeing them, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.